Philadelphia was founded in 1682, having a high and dry land next to the water with a shore ornamented with a fine view of pine trees growing upon it. The city became the most important center for foreign trade in the colonies by the time of the Revolutionary War. The College of Philadelphia became a non-denominational learning center, and it was the only one of its kind during the colonial period, giving rise to such intellectuals as Benjamin Franklin, John Rittenhouse, John Bartram, and Benjamin West. The first hospital, library, and insurance company started in Pennsylvania. The new settlers cut down the trees and built roads following the paths through the wilderness, first started by wild game, then becoming the main freeway for the Native Americans. Sebastian Heinrich had walked these trails many times with his father, and as a young man, he learned to appreciate how the Native people lived and traveled. Pennsylvania's trees made possible for the papermaking industry to become an important part of the colony's economy. The availability of iron ore started the iron production industry, which supplied the gun manufacturers. In Lancaster County, gun makers invented the Pennsylvania long rifle, which became very popular with the colonists and the military. Ludwig Knaus was a deacon of the Reformed congregation during the ministry of the Reverend John Philip Bohm. He often shared his views with many.
The congregation of God in the Spirit is found in the sons of Ludwig Knaus, Sebastian, and his brother Daniel.
Sebastian Heinrich, as a young man, like his father, served his apprenticeship in the home of the prominent Reformed elder Henry Antes. He was a farmer, and he taught his trade of wheelwright to Sebastian Heinrich. While Sebastian Heinrich was learning his trade and the employment of Brother Antes, he also benefited so much spiritually listening to the pious elder's lessons from the Bible. He was inspired to meditate deeply about the conditions of his soul. Fearing that all was not well, he began to meditate, and his thoughts were filled with restlessness and anguish. He prayed,
O Heavenly Father, please lay thy hand on your servant and direct my path. Protect me from evil, temptations, and greed, and keep me humble, and may you always find me ready to serve.
Sebastian Heinrich had the good fortune and the joy of serving the newly started work of the Lord in his neighborhood as a good steward. He approached every challenge energetically in every possible way, and his cheerfulness and readiness to get right to work were an inspiration to others. In 1741, Sebastian Heinrich married Anna Katharina Trenso, and they settled on the first farm on the south bank of the Lehigh River in Magunchie. He and his wife repeatedly walked to Bethlehem over an Indian path and visited with the brethren there. From that time on, the work of the Holy Spirit went on within his heart. They both were dedicated members there even before the Magunchie congregation was established. Sebastian Heinrich was selected as a warden of the church, and Anna Katharina served as a stewardess. In 12 years, Sebastian Heinrich and Anna had 10 children together. They were of small stature, exceedingly bright, and the girls were beautiful of form. The descendants of these children became so numerous that it's impossible to follow them all. It's enough to say that in every township and borough in the county, the name Knaus is found, and in most cases, the line of descent can be traced to this branch of the family. Sebastian Heinrich was 40, and Anna was 33 years old when she gave birth to a son on March 11, 1775. This was a time when Americans were caught up in the turmoil of the French and Indian War. The parents named him after the Hebrew patriarch Abraham Knaus, 1754 to 1836, fifth great-grandfather. The proud father looked at the newborn as he held him for the first time, and he prayed,
Our precious Heavenly Father, we thank you for the health of this child and his mother. We hope to honor your people by giving him the name of Abraham and ask you to bless him. And please, Father, always draw him close to you and direct his path.
When Sebastian Heinrich and his brother Daniel came to this country in 1723 and settled at Imos, they were not wealthy, but through their honest and industrious efforts, they acquired considerable land from the Penn family estate, and they were among the foremost residents in their time. In order that the children might be trained in the knowledge and love of God, a schoolhouse was erected in 1746. Sebastian Heinrich and his neighbor Jacob Ehrenhard were elected and ordained stewards of the newly organized Moravian Church at Imos. This event was closed with the celebration of communion of the Lord's Supper. For uniformity's sake, it was agreed that the sacraments should be administered according to the Lutheran custom, and regularly break the bread of life to the hungering souls. 32 new members were welcomed into the church that day. The Knaus and Ehrenhard farms were only separated by a stream that ran between the two. The two men together donated over 100 acres of land for the creation of a hamlet including a school, church, and the adjacent grounds. Before the close of the year, a small log church was completed. It stood within the old burial grounds. The basement of this first building was used for school purposes, the second story as a parsonage, while the annex was the entrance to the church by means of the steps. Sebastian Heinrich Knaus is therefore known as the founder of Imos. Sebastian Heinrich was a very thrifty man with a good sense of business and a master of numbers. He was small of stature, had auburn hair. He was a good conversationalist, good-natured, and all who worked with him just loved him. He was always passing out to them fresh bread from the kitchen with honey on it from his own bees. He took full advantage of the natural resources that were on his land. He sold the coal from his mine to the local iron producers and helped keep his county warm in the winter. He was a weaver of fine linen, and now he was teaching other young apprentices the trade of wheelwright, and they worked in his shop. But farming was always his most rewarding and satisfying chore of the day. Through his thrift and self-motivation, he acquired several tracts of land. Some was still unsettled wilderness full of trees and wild game. Other sections were cleared farmland that had been left abandoned by the failed attempts of others to settle there. In all, he was the steward of over 400 acres of some of the best land in Pennsylvania, and he donated 45 acres of cleared land toward the future site of Imos. He gave liberally of his time and freely of his means and land toward this object. The ground, including the park where the reunion was held, belonged to the family. In 1763, Sebastian Heinrich moved his family from the log cabin on his farm to lots 31 and 32 and built them a stone house on the northwest corner of Main Street and Keystone Avenue.